Greetings, pilgrims of the New Year launching pad. It's Pastor Bob, and this is Monday, January 18th. A new week begins, the day after Sabbath, and we've got episode number 8 of our New Year launching pad daily devotional, which will go all the way up till Lent, which is February 17th, just about a month from now. So I hope you keep enjoying these devotions. Today's devotion from Michael Casey from the book Balaam's Donkey is called Silly Sheep. Silly Sheep. And while you're pondering that title, here's something to keep in mind. Silly sheep? Well, that's us. That's us. That's who we are. That's why we need a shepherd. Well, we've got the monks chanting a relaxing Gregorian chant for us today. And we've got the pink sand votive candle sitting in the arms of a cinnamon cider candle. It's really a beautiful sight. And of course, just to make sure we're ready to go, hot cinnamon spice tea. Very nice for a cold Monday morning, hot cinnamon spice. All right, well, let's begin our devotion today. A little context for Silly Sheep that Michael Casey will bring to us. He starts out by referring to the gospel, and he refers to that story in Matthew 25 about the goats and the sheep. Remember when Jesus is dividing the world basically into sheep and goats, and the goats are the ones who did not help those that were the least among us with what they needed help with. So therefore they did not help Jesus. And the sheep are those who did help those who were least in need, and therefore in so doing helping Jesus. And he can see the world split between those two kinds of people, right? It's a pretty directed story about how Jesus wants us to live. Well, in this devotional, Michael Casey refers to many of us, maybe all of us, as sheeps, and as his sister once told him, sheeps aren't exactly the sharpest tool in the box, you know what I'm saying? While goats, on the other hand, are fairly intelligent. The truth is, sheeps need a shepherd. Need a shepherd. It's not a compliment for Jesus to call us sheep. He knows we need help. Well, that's enough for an intro. Here's today's devotion, Silly Sheep. Michael Casey writes this. My sister Mary once said that when she hears of the division between sheep and goats in the gospel around the last judgment, she would rather be a goat than a sheep. Anyone who has had close contact with ovine reality would know that sheep are not just woolly, they are downright stupid. That is why they need to be herded by dogs. They are not smart enough to cooperate with the shepherd on their own. When Jesus described himself as a shepherd and his followers as sheep, he was not paying us a compliment. The crowds that came sheepishly to Jesus were bootless, with no idea of where they wanted to go or what they were supposed to be doing. Jesus saw this and set himself the task of instructing them. Maybe, in the process of becoming more intelligent, some of them might have made goats of themselves, as Simon Peter did when he tried to walk on water. But any spark of liveliness is better than remaining forever in their native dullness. Jesus did not hesitate to include stupidity among the resident vices that are a toxic presence in the human heart. Indeed, even the disciples closest to Jesus were not immune from stupidity and recalcitrance, if we are to believe the Gospel of Mark. If we are honest, we might admit there is something of the silly sheep in all of us. Once we recognize this, then perhaps we will be prepared to admit that, yes, we qualify for admission to the school of Jesus Christ. Amen. We need life-giving acceptance, support, guidance, discipline, and correction if we are to be kept moving along the road that leads to eternal life. How does this work out in practice? It is simple. Don't be a goat and run off on your own. Don't be a goat and run off on your own. Allow yourself to accept the Lord's shepherding. Sometimes stop what you are doing. Come away into solitude. Rest. Breathe. Become conscious of the presence of Jesus. Listen to His word. Be formed and reformed according to His mind. Learn compassion with others, but also with yourself. Amen. Ah, the silly sheep we are, and thus the need for a shepherd like Jesus Christ. God knows best who we are, and God knew exactly what He was doing when He sent His own Son, Himself in human flesh, to the world, to shepherd on the earth for 33 years, primarily for just around 3 years, and to show us today, 2,000 years later, how we're still called to live according to God's will. We can't do it on our own. We're just silly sheep. But with the right shepherd, the one named Jesus, the Lord and King that God sent, then indeed anything is possible for us. And the road to eternity is simply the next step. Let us pray. Jesus, Good Shepherd, without Your guidance, we will lose ourselves in the maze of life. May we welcome Your word with great rejoicing and allow it to form us in Your likeness so that we may come safely to the heavenly home that is prepared for us. For You are our Lord and our King forever and ever. Amen.